Paul writes into Rosie on the House this week and wants to know if we could settle a, quote, he puts this in quote, discussion my wife and I have about once a month, and it's about our air conditioning filters. We've heard you recommend cheap ones, and we've been doing the ones for about $1, and I found some 3M filters that are thicker than the other ones. Can I leave those in for 3 months? I also found about 10 of the same kind of bulk. What would you say? Should we go with the small, cheap dollar ones or upgrade? Well, I don't know that we've ever recommended the cheap ones unless you just needed the air. We've always, Filtreat is a good brand, and I think that is the one 3M makes.
Yep.
And it's paper pleated.
1-inch paper pleated.
The dollar ones don't catch enough, and the super thick ones
catch too much.
Catch too much. So paper pleated, they usually cost $3, $4, $5.
And our caveat on that is for years we were installing two smaller return airs on the air conditioning equipment. So if your unit is starving for air, you have to go to the cheap ones. So if your unit comes on with a 1-inch paper pleated filter in place and you hear air whistling into the return, then you're going to, you have to go to the cheap ones, but don't go to those unless you have to. 1-inch paper pleated filters changed once a month.
In our last hour, we were talking about the dark sky communities, and a listener wrote in and said, you know, Fountain Hills got named the 17th International Dark Sky Community.
Oh,
so I guess
awesome.
We've got, if there's seven, I'll have to look in this further, but if Flagstaff one, Tucson one, and Fountain Hill, do we have three of the 17 dark sky communities in Arizona?
Karcher Caverns, I believe.
How many more? How big of a community do you have to have?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That'll make a fun follow-up for next week.
All right.
And I don't know what to say about this, but this is interesting. Our number one selling product on our e-store is the puncture-proof gloves by Thorn Armor.
Yes.
Hex Armor.
Yes.
Hex Armor makes the Thorn Armor puncture-proof gloves, and we use them a lot for, you know, when you're trimming mesquites or Palo Verdes.
Harvesting.
Prickly pear.
Prickly pear fruit for Jennifer's.
If you got succulent
prickly pear
or cactus.
Jam.
We sent two this week to opposite ends of the U.S. One, and I got to say this right, and I know I'm not going to. Issaquah. Issaquah, Washington?
Issaquah.
Issaquah.
So Washington.
That's not far from Seattle.
No.
And we just sold another one this morning to Rochester, New York. Did you see how bad that got torn up last night?
Mm-hmm.
So are these people picking up riot debris, ordering
these
Hex Armor gloves? We're going to have to reach out to those buyers. We usually don't say anything. We just send them. But my curious mind wants to know what in these two communities that aren't known for cactus or mesquite type thorn.
Oh man.
Ordering these puncture proof gloves for.
I think they glow a lot of roses up north.
Maybe.
Let's assume it's roses, not protesters. peaceful protesters.
I would certainly hope so.
All right, your takeaways for today's broadcast.
We had a great Farm Fresh hour.
Copperstarbeef.com, baby.
If you're looking for follow-up information as we talk through this, everything's been posted on Facebook. You can find Copper Star Beef. You can find Becky's Chimney Sweep coupon contact information. So it's always a good thing to check out Facebook for us.
Alice Cooper's chocolate milk from Dan's Eisen Dairies, available in commercial grocery stores now, pretty much statewide.
Mm-hmm.
You can order the collector bottle anywhere in the world. But it goes to support Alice's neighborhood ministry here in Phoenix called Solid Rock Foundation, where youth, teenagers, can walk in for free. It's a complete sound studio and pick up an instrument and have at it, as well as learn art and dancing. And go ahead,
Gary. I was going to say, if you want just the bottle, DanSizenDairyCooper.com.
But then you'd be missing out on a great glass of chocolate milk.
Yeah, too bad.
It is good chocolate milk.
Too bad England and Germany, because he has a huge following there.
We talked a lot about security lighting and outdoor lighting. And in this hour, we've talked about soot odor elimination by Kowalski Construction. If your home is experiencing the smell of soot because you're close to one of the incident fires all across the state of Arizona right now, they kind of coached us as to how we could solve that for you. And then we have Miss Becky, who's still here in studio this morning, giving the chimney sweep, duct cleaning, and dryer lint cleaning special. Go ahead and give that out again one more time with the phone number.
All right. So we are doubling our current coupon, which is 25 off, to make it $50 off on any one of our services. So you can do just the chimney or just a dryer vent, just an air duct, or you can do all three, and you'll get the $50 off of each one of them. My phone number to the Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts is 602-439-3218, and I'd love to talk to you.
Miss Becky, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you.
Miss Stephanie, you too. Okay. All right. If you are in need of anything getting done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're here for you. We're ending today's broadcast, but the website stays up all the time. Our phone at the office answers all week long. Let us hear from you. Let us hear how we can help you. Tell us what we have to do to become your best friend. Signing off for this week, I'm Rosie Romero from my house, Rosie on the House.